This is the local VK5 news segment, and let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Our first meeting for the year went very well, with good numbers attending, and thanks to President Peter, VK5KBF, we managed to discuss all items on the agenda and get outcomes, plus a few that were added on the night got discussed and resolved as well. The club has a few projects on the go at present, and the possibility of a couple more have become topics for discussion, so watch this space. We still have a number of members who are eagerly awaiting a visit from Mark, VK5QI, where we will be given all the good lowdown on tracking and chasing weather sons. Some of us already have the gear, but need the education bit to enable us to get up and running. Once again, watch this space. Thanks to a very generous donation from a national transport business, we are now in possession of 12 commercial-grade video surveillance cameras and are very hopeful that they will be a great asset to our already substantial arsenal of camera gear for live coverage of events such as the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb and the Port Lincoln Street Races. Greg, VK5ZGY, will check them out for suitability very shortly. We also received enough LED replacements for the fluorescent lights that we were able to replace all those in our meeting room. That should cut the electricity bill back a little bit. We are now in the process of drawing up a list of all club-owned equipment, a pretty massive undertaking, and hope to get this finished in the next few months so that we can arrange insurance cover. Tim, VK5AV, is hoping to have a little spare time shortly, and he wants to get classes up and running for the various licence classes again in February or March. Hopefully, we will have some candidates when the time comes, as we know a few have been patiently waiting to get some spare time themselves to be able to get a licence. That about pulls me up for this week, and therefore it's time for our members to wish you all a great week. And for me to say, 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes and update from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The meeting on Wednesday, February the 7th, will be the annual general meeting. All committee positions will be declared vacant and all are invited to nominate. The club needs your input. The February 21st meeting will be a tech night and the second crew tutorial on diagnostics and fault finding will be presented by John, VK5NI. Another antenna testing event has been proposed for a date late in February on a weekend. More information to follow after the AGM. Wednesday the 31st of January will be a fifth Wednesday, and the event will be a paddle portable at the Largs Bay Jetty. Meet at the Fish and Chip Kiosk at around 6 p.m. Steve, VK5AIM, is the coordinator. It has been proposed that on March Tech Night be replaced by a working bee at the Water Tower on Saturday the 24th of March to tidy up and dispose of unwanted materials from 10 a.m. onwards, lunch to be arranged. The John Moyle Memorial Field Day will be on the weekend of March 17th and 18th, more information later. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3's Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, I hope you all had a good Friday night off and celebrated Australia Day in an appropriate manner. And at least the weather wasn't as bad as the Weather Bureau predicted. Perhaps we should send them a new supply of tea leaves. Well, there's some meetings coming up in February. The general meeting will be on Friday the 9th of February. So I'm not quite sure what we're having on the general meeting that night, but come along and be pleasantly surprised. So the general meeting for February is on Friday the 9th. And of course, there's a tech night later on in the month, and that's on Friday the 23rd of February. So don't forget that, the general meeting on Friday the 9th of February, and the tech night is on Friday the 23rd of February. And I noticed on my calendar for March, there are five Fridays. So we're going to have a Friday night dinner on Friday the 30th of March. So that will be the fifth Friday night dinner. I'll let you know the venue in due course. And, yeah, we're still on the hunt for some relay operators for 80 metres and 40 metres. So if you can help, then get in touch with Trevor, VK5ATQ, and he will tell you all about what's involved in doing the relay for the VK5 version of the WIA broadcast. And anyway, give him a call on 8380-5542, or you can send him an email at his email address, which is vk5atq@wia.org.au. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. A big thank you to Barry, VK5BW, for organising the catering at the picnic. As Barry predicted, the weather was not as hot as expected, but it was disappointing to see how many folk who put their name down for the event and did not show up on the day. We only had a few apologies phoned through or emailed. I've noticed participation in the AHAS RAD Monday Night Net has been dropping off. The net starts at 8 p.m. and there is always topics of interest and lively discussions. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 9th of February. Sorry about the mess up for Australia Day. I was sure the RSL would be closed, and as I did not know about the agreement AHAS had with the RSL Club, I did not have a contact name or details. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 10th of February 2018. The next general meeting will be the AGM on the 15th of February 2018. Paul Lawson, VK5SL, will be giving a brief presentation on his plans for a remote HF receiving site, something that will be welcome as there is so much RF noise on the HF bands. If you would like to nominate for a position on the committee, nomination forms are available on the website. You need to lodge nomination forms at least 7 days before the AGM, and you can email them to me by my WIA email address. The general meeting of the 15th of March will be an annual members project show and tell. I've booked David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD, for the general meeting on the 19th of April to talk to us about their adventures in microwave communications. They'll also be demonstrating some of their equipment. The next technical session at the Shack will be on the 24th of February 2018. This will be a demonstration by Rod, VK5ZRK, of WHISPR, the Weak Signal Propagation Reporting Network. Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run an Arduino Tiny Basic presentation session at the Shack on March 24th. Events at the Shack usually start at 9 a.m. and this event will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I will find out for next week's broadcast what Graham wants you to bring and if he thinks we need to collect bookings for numbers. We're still looking for a local gardener or handyman who has a ride-on mower to drive it around the Shack site 2 or 3 times a year. If you know someone who'll do this, please pass the details on to me. We will need to cut the grass around the site very soon. Failing finding someone to do it for us, we will have to have another Saturday morning clean-up. Trevor, VK5ATQ, has offered AHAS a small ride-on mower in need of minor repairs. And if we can arrange to keep it in the other shed at the site, this will make our clean-up days much easier. Many of you who use the 2-metre repeater will know it's in trouble with noise when receiving weak signals. We suspect this is due to mechanical problems with the tower, and while it's being fixed, Barry, VK5BW, is planning to erect a smaller tower on another site for the repeater that can be used for a month or two while repairs are being made. If you have the appropriate skills and would like to be involved in this urgent project, contact Barry at vk5bw@wia.org.au. To keep up to date with what's happening at AHARS, you can visit the website and look at the latest news and the upcoming events page. Any changes to plans for February will be reported in the Sunday broadcast and on the AHARS website. The URL is http://www.ahars.com.au. This year's calendar should be available on the website by the end of January. I still have to find and press again a few more guest speakers for general meeting nights. If you wish to contact me, you can email me at vk5srp@wia.org.au or send a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week. Talk to you again next week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.